Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And today we're going to talk about everything you never knew you wanted to know about wolf packs and a parasite.
I really hope it's a zombie parasite.
So it's Toxoplasma gondii.
Wow, that's a good name.
Right? Yeah, and that's one. It's spelled G-O-N-D-I-I. And
Ron
I have
Gandhi.
Always said Gandhi, exactly. And then I listened to a scientist and he was like, gondii. And I went, and now I have to say it that way.
Yes.
But if you've ever been a pregnant person and been at the doctor, you were told not to change your cat's litter box for fear of catching something called toxoplasmosis.
Yeah, that's a jackpot.
Exactly. And toxoplasmosis is caused by this Toxoplasma gondii. There I go. I'm just going to say it a lot. Or actually, I might shorten it to toxo because it's really, really long. But
yeah,
that's because all mammals can catch toxo. But cats are where Toxoplasmosis gondii go to breed. That's part of their life cycle.
Okay.
If you're pregnant and you get toxoplasmosis, it can cause stillbirth and defects and all sorts of horrible things. So mm-hmm. that's why they tell you not to do it. But here's the thing. How does this toxo get from dirt to cats to breed?
Could we please have a little zombie right here?
It's kind of a zombie effect. So it gets there in mice. And so the toxo parasite increases risk taking and can affect all mammals. So it's in the dirt or it's in feces and the mice get it, or even birds sometimes get it. They become more willing to be out in the open. They also don't mind rancid smells. And so they're kind of attracted to the smell of cat pee.
Oh, no.
Yes. And so they're infected with it. They get eaten. The toxo makes, breeds in the cat, and then the cat takes a poop, and then the whole cycle starts again.
The circle of life.
I know.
Oh, wow.
So romantic.
That's like there's always in horror movies, there's one person that thinks they can make it.
The mouse is definitely like, I got this. And I don't know why I'm attracted to this thing that normally murders my people, but I'm here for it. Then they get eaten.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. But so this leads us to a November 2022 communications biology paper. Connor Meyer is a grad student at the University of Montana, and he did this with Kira Cassidy, who's a researcher. They were looking at Yellowstone and the 30 years of data on all the large animals in the park. And so they were trying to think, like, what are we going to work on? What are we going to research? And they thought cougars are hosts to Toxoplasma gondii because they are cats.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So if infected mice have their behavior changed, in the areas where there's a lot of cougar habitat and wolf habitat overlap, would toxo affect the behavior of infected wolves?
Theoretically, it should then. Do they become reckless? But then they're at a predator level where, like, they can just be dogging around like dummies. And are they at higher risk?
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. You know, if you get chronic toxoplasmosis infections, you're getting increases in your dopamine and your testosterone.
So they become super macho?
They are so much more aggressive. They are more hyper and they're bigger risk takers. Here's the problem. You know, here they've got all of these different wolf packs in Yellowstone and they went out and they started testing them. Gray wolves that were infected, they were more likely to be leaders of packs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 46 times more likely that a wolf would be a leader.
Oh, wow. That can't be good for tourists.
Well, yeah. And then here's the thing. Because they live in packs, you've got group transmission that can happen. So if one has it and he poops on the ground and somebody else is getting into it, you know, this kind of thing, you can have this cascade of infected wolves disrupts the structure and perhaps puts the whole pack in danger. Because if you have a more aggressive leader, okay, so usually in pack structure, it's the parents and their kiddos and then maybe some like aunts, you know, that kind of thing. Well, if you have a risk-taking aggressive parent, they are teaching their children.
Oh, who might not be infected, but who just learn that behaviorally then.
Exactly.
Does it disrupt the wildlife population numbers?
They weren't really talking about the wildlife numbers. They were just thinking more of the health of a pack and then also being, do you have a pack that's a whole bunch of hooligans or do you have a pack of wolves that's just living their lives and doing what they're supposed to be doing? And also, just like the mice, that are attracted to stinky things. The wolves are more attracted to stinky, rotten scents. So this might mean that they're more drawn to eating roadkill by the side of the road.
Well, yes, and putting them more likely to be at risk for hit by a car or come into contact with a human population.
Exactly.
It's a problem. So, I was wondering about hyenas because they're sounding like the wolves are turning into hyenas. Or actually, I don't know if hyenas behave the way they were portrayed in The Lion King.
Here's the thing. That's interesting you should say that, because they were talking about animals that can be infected that have been studied, and hyenas and wolves are both on that list.
So hyenas might not be the crazy yo-yos that they are portrayed to be if they were in a healthier habitat with fewer infected mice to eat. They might be super chill and organized.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. And here's the other thing. Wolves that are infected are 11 times more likely that they would leave their home pack. And this is males and females.
Aww.
And so this has the same thing. If you have a young wolf that's infected and they leave their own pack and then they take over another pack, you can be spreading this toxoplasmosis around in wolf packs. And one of the negative effects is if you have a female wolf that's infected and she's pregnant, she probably isn't going to have pups.
Oh, does it result in stillbirths or?
Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Really, the only winner in this whole thing is the cougar.
Yeah, because it's got all those risk-taking mice.
If cougar habitat overlaps with wolf habitat and the wolves are sick and they're not breeding and making more wolves, it makes more habitat for the cougar.
That's true.
I think that's just like a accidental win. But
Got more access to prey because the wolves are not compensating well anymore.
Yeah. So not exactly happy, but super interesting how, you know, here this little tiny parasite.
Yeah.
So they are kind of like zombies, right? You know, this little parasite just takes over.
And changes behavior of a big 100-pound animal.
But here's something to think about. So we talk about the stereotype of the crazy cat lady.
Yes. She literally might be.
They think... probably is suffering from chronic toxoplasmosis infection. So think about it. You got this cranky old lady that's always screaming at everybody to get off her yard. She's got tons of cats and she doesn't mind that it smells like cats.
Yes.
Toxoplasmosis.
So is there something that could be done about that? What do you do about
it? Well, just don't get it.
Once you have it, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Don't let your cat... Well, I mean, like, you can get better, but if you're getting reinfected, if you have cats, don't let them go outside.
Okay. I might be a crazy cat lady. I only have two, though, and the litter is not close to me, and it does stink.
Well, that's good. The day that you sit by the litter box and go, I actually kind of like that smell, then you might want to go to the doctor.
I would love to see the online notes for that, where you're putting in your online appointment. Cat litter did not stink today. It actually smelled kind of good.
Oh, no. Get her in. Get her in here.
Today.
Yeah, so that's Taxoplasma gondii.
Gondii. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I had heard the toxoplasmosis phrase, but was not aware of its far-reaching consequences. And
I know. I didn't realize it was all mammals. It's like, if you're a mammal, this could be a
susceptible.
Problem. Yeah. Wow.
Well, odds are decent that if you want to hear about more parasites and toxo things, you could tune into Brain Junk. I'm sure we have a back catalog of something. We do.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about zombie things before. So tune in, hit brainjunkpodcast.com. We love your comments and questions. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. You might even be safer because of us. Very, very rarely, but today.
Today.